I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to Awesome Today. I am Kyle. This is Meg. With me, our pronouns are lipstick and ham sandwich.
Okay, I was tracking with lipstick. I don't know where the ham sandwich came
from. I like a ham sandwich.
Really?
If it's good ham.
Okay.
Like that finely shaved, that crappy packaged ham, the Black Forest.
Oh, yeah.
Ham that's packed in water.
Yeah, you like that.
Ugh. I don't really like a ham sandwich, but maybe I don't like myself, and that's why I gave myself a bad pronoun. I don't know.
This has taken a very philosophical turn.
You made me lay down on the couch for the counselor thing, and
I was not expecting all of that.
Okay. What are you up to, kid?
Well, I've been packing.
Oh.
Packing heat. No, just
really?
Kidding. No.
what's your preference? You concealed or open carry? How do you roll?
I'm concealed for sure.
You got a garter gun or you got one nestled between the ladies?
Yeah, I stick it in my bra.
Okay. Old bra gun.
Yeah.
That really catches a criminal off guard when they hold you up at gunpoint and then you reach between
Hell
your boots.
Yes.
You're like, well, I'm here for this.
This and then, was very strategic.
The next thing you know, they're, hey, call 911, bleeding out.
I've been packing our material goods this week.
We don't have many.
We don't have many, but you'd be surprised how much we do have.
But there's 7 people's worth of stuff.
Indeed, there are.
Lola, once again, is going to get her every crevice filled with stuff.
Oh.
I didn't. You took it dark. I'm just like, literally, there's no room when I get her all packed full of our
That's
stuff.
That's true. And as I told you this over the past few days, as we're looking at our moving bags, which, by the way, I think I've really emphasized this as strongly as I can, especially back when we were packing Daisy to move to school. Moving bags are a way of life.
They are amazing.
Live it. Love it.
Learn it.
Embrace it. They are everything. I would never go back to moving boxes ever again.
If you could help it.
No, never.
Well, but what if somebody else is going to be carrying them and unpacking
you
them?
You really do not like a firm boundary, like always or never.
It's true.
I'm telling you, never.
Because you know what always is true?
What?
There's always some caveat that Fs up the other always or never plan.
Well, if
you're learning trading from me, and isn't there always, it's like, here's the rule, but there's always a thing that's like, except for when this happens.
That's true. Anyway, we were looking at visually trying to figure out what goes in what load and where, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I always forget that a Jeep, a 4-door Jeep, really mm-hmm. can hold so much.
It's true. She doesn't like it.
Of our earthly goods. Why do you mean, what do you mean she doesn't like it?
She didn't like that. It's not, she's not made for that.
You mean this like on an empathic level?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you meant like that drives weird.
Well, it breaks,
she,
breaks a little less
sorry.
Good.
She does drives weird when,
yeah.
when you're loaded down.
She goes by ham sandwich.
Okay, good.
Part
yes.
two.
Yes, yes.
She's a copycat.
But we really can fit so much yeah. into that beautiful green Jeep.
Yes.
I don't know. That's what I've been, that's consumed my life for the past week.
Thinking about cramming all your crap up in the back of my Jeep?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure we've done other things, but that was like the main thing.
We did other things. We watched some shows, but also, did you want to talk first about tornadoes or no?
Yes. So I woke up this morning to...
A tornado ripped the roof off.
Not here. To news that 16 tornadoes hit Oklahoma last night as we record, over the weekend as we're listening.
That's a lot of
That's a lot tornadic of tornadoes, activity. Even for Oklahoma. We did have tornadoes in my hometown of Ardmore. It looked like it was on the outskirts, kind of in that Plainview-Dixon area where my parents used to live.
Yeah.
So that's frightening. Also, sadly, genuinely, my heart hurts for this, but the little town of Sulphur was absolutely devastated. My family, not me, myself.
Yeah. At the age of eight, you didn't move out and get your own place.
My family lived in Sulphur from the time I was four until I was about eight. Is that second grade? We moved away when I was in second grade.
It depends
grade.
How many times you repeat kindergarten.
Oh, okay.
I did it once.
I love Sulphur. I've taken our kids there multiple times to the park. It holds such a special nostalgic place of fondness in my heart. And to see the tornado went through downtown Sulphur. So to see buildings absolutely leveled has been very, very heartbreaking.
Pretty rough.
So
I had something I was going to say about all that. Not snarky or anything else. Talk some more and I'll think.
Well, it's one of those things, you know, people say, oh, you're from Oklahoma. The association is always the tornadoes, or people move to Oklahoma and they're terrified of tornadoes. I think when you grow up in a state or a part of the country like Oklahoma, where it's pretty commonplace, you kind of get lulled into...
Yeah, you numb out.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then you see something like what happened over the weekend with just tornadoes everywhere, a lot of devastation, and
I remembered, by the way.
Oh, good. See, I was trying to...
You were, yeah.
Loose, give you some rope to hang yourself. No, wait, that's not right.
I'm curious. Wow.
Don't forget.
Welcome to the dark.
Don't forget what you were going to say.
Yeah, I'm curious to hear from the other awesomes out there to know, does the place you live have a profession known as storm chaser?
Right.
Oklahoma does. I would guess probably Kansas
does
as well. These are places that frequently get a lot of tornadoes.
Yeah.
I knew I went to school with a guy that ended up being a storm chaser, and they would literally race out on purpose ahead of the path of where a tornado was to watch and see, try to get some video coverage. And they were most of them were freelance that then would sell whatever they gathered to local news feeds. And then there was, as a child, Gary England was like the tornado wizard of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And almost to the point that I think other news stations that did not employ him thought about cutting to his footage during tornadoes because he was the boss.
Yeah. As I'm thinking about it, the first tornado I was ever in, and I have been in multiple, as most of us have, was in Sulphur. I remember vividly being awake in the middle of the night, our parents taking us across the street to a neighbor's house because they had a storm cellar. I thought you were going to say, is the state or area where you lived, you have storm shelters, is what I, for some reason, thought you were going to say. And so I was thinking about my very first ever trip to the cellar, and it was in Sulphur.
My first trip to the cellar was to drink booze. Like Grandpa let. No, that's not true. But it made for a good story.
Yes.
My first tornado, I was four.
Oh.
I remember it vividly. My mom and dad built a house.
Mm-hmm.
It was a two-story house, even. That's even more impressive to me.
They themselves manufactured it.
They
built it.
I think they paid an electrician.
Yes.
The electrician. And then they paid sheetrockers.
Yeah.
And that was it. Dad and mom and a friend on occasion, they did everything else, including the plumbing, which My dad swore up and down for years afterwards that he was no plumber. I'm concerned about who moved in afterwards based on how he described his own plumbing skills. But yeah, I was 4 years old and they'd literally just finished the house. It was in Kansas and tornado came. We had like a 4 foot high crawl space under the house.
Oh.
There was a trap door in the pantry.
Oh.
That would go down and we.
For a storm shelter.
Yeah.
It was intentional.
Yeah. But we were just on the dirt.
Oh.
Underneath in the crawl space under the house.
Okay.
And so me and my mom and my sister were there. I don't know where my dad was at work or something when it came through.
Really?
And it shattered all the windows on one side of the house, but because air is weird.
Yeah.
In a tornado, it sucked all of the glass out.
Mm-hmm.
And then when things reversed, it blew hail back in and knocked holes in all the sheetrock.
Mm.
It's pretty wild. And it sounded pretty wild under the house. We were all wondering if it was just going to lift the whole thing off. And we would just be sitting there unprepared, having not kissed our own asses goodbye, which is kind of the signature move.
Yes. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
I was too young to be scared.
Really?
Yeah. I don't scare easily.
Think about you were Nico's age.
Yeah. Do you think he'd be scared?
Hell yes.
I don't know. I think he'd just be like, can we go look at it? Can I throw Star Wars figures into it?
That would be the top of the list of questions.
Or Lego figures. Figurines.
Figurines. As you like to call them. Yes. Figurines.
Hey, speaking of watching things, look at that segue.
That was great.
You watched some shows. I watched some shows. What did we watch?
Shows are happening.
We're watchable?
We're back in the business of watching shows.
Back at it again.
We did watch, I saw on the Resident Alien subreddit. Yeah, you can just sit with that for a minute.
Yeah.
If there's a subreddit for it, I've discovered it. On the Resident Alien, as a reminder, Resident Alien, the sci-fi show, you can find it on Peacock and Netflix.
Alan Tudyk?
Yes, Alan Tudyk.
I remembered a name.
Somebody had started a thread and said, hey, season three is over. If you need to get your fix of Alan Tudyk's amazing and often hilarious acting,
yes,
go watch the movie Something in Dale versus Evil. What was it?
I do not remember.
Lordy mercy.
Didn't put it in the notes.
Didn't put it in the notes. I unprepared myself on this. I'll
still, just like all the other shows that I recall seeing him in.
Tucker and Dale versus Evil. Yes.
He makes weird noises.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of his signature move.
Yes.
If you've watched Resident Alien,
yeah,
that's like the pinnacle of weird noises.
Oh, yes.
But yeah, that was there.
It's a horror movie. It's a slasher horror movie, but it's funny. And it's very gory, but it's like, I don't like horror movies, but it's silly and ridiculous. Yeah. Then we did watch, and Shell gave us the heads up on this. I felt so affirmed and alive because we started watching Dead Boy Detectives on Netflix. And then I opened the Awesome Today group on Facebook and Shell was like, hey, you guys should check it out. And I was like, oh my gosh, if you're on the same wavelength as Shell when it comes to pop culture,
yeah,
you are vibing high in the sky.
Yeah. You're probably intellectually you're 15 years younger than your body.
Absolutely. Yes.
And I think we're all looking for that.
Yes. So we blew through that. I loved it. I think what's the word? I don't want to say, it's not noncommittal. What's the word?
Bored as hell.
Okay.
It wasn't
for you.
Intellectually, I think I'm much older than my physical body. So
okay.
It just didn't work out for me.
I watched every minute of it and I loved it. Then we were trying to find something else to watch. And mm-hmm. I remembered seeing on, believe it or not, TikTok advertising really works. We'd seen a couple of TikToks about there being a series called Fallout on Prime.
It's a series or a movie?
It's a series.
Okay.
We've got a whole, it's a series we got ahead of us.
All right.
Called Fallout, and it's based on and derived from the Fallout video game universe. And
game, it's not just one game.
Please speak.
It's
I know
like
nothing
a
about
whole,
this.
There's many Fallout games.
Please. The floor is yours.
The one I'm most familiar with, the one that I actually played, I know about the others, but the one I actually played was Fallout 4.
Okay.
And it's super interesting, this world that's been created where there's a ton of stuff that feels like it's from the 40s and 50s, 1940s and 50s. Mm-hmm. But then it's all married with very futuristic technology that didn't exist back then. And there is nuclear fallout. You have a group of people who have survived in shelters, underground bunker world things, and stayed there until surface returned. But then you had surface dwellers who survived. You have definitely from the radioactivity, you have deformities and weirdnesses, but you also just have people that look like normal people whose bodies adapted to handle the radiation. You have mutants, you have aliens, you have robots, you have a group seemingly even from further into the future who somehow traveled back that's monkeying with things. The Institute, which is a mix of government and big medicine, it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
So you've just got so many different, there's a cult, there's just all kinds of things in this. And so far, we've begun to see just in the first episode, many of these groups being represented. So I do feel like it's most closely tied to Fallout 4.
Yes.
It's interesting. It's bizarre. It is what it is. But it's a fascinating universe that somebody brilliantly creative thought up. And yeah.
Yeah.
If any video game deserved to be a movie, I feel like, or a TV series, whatever, feel like this one does. And so far, it looks like they've done it quite well.
Well,
did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it. I myself have never played and barely even knew that it was a video game.
I disappeared from your life for like 200 hours to play it.
Maybe it was when the twins were little, because I have no memories of that time in my life. I kind of like vaguely knew it was based on a video game.
I was roofying you so I could go play video games, not do anything risque.
That explains a lot. No, we watched, we didn't even finish the first episode.
No, I thought it was a movie and I was tapped out. Yeah. I was like, I gotta go to sleep.
Well, we did not even quite finish the first episode, but what I saw of it so far, I'm totally in. So I think it hits that sweet spot of, we like sci-fi stuff, mm-hmm. but this is also has just enough of the realism blended in that I'm very captivated.
Excellent.
Also in entertainment news this week, your favorite novel, which I'm pretty sure you have committed to memory by now, Project Hail Mary.
Oh, yes.
By Andy Weir, is being made into a movie starring your friend and mine. What's his name?
Douche McGoverns.
No. Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. Ryan Gosling.
Thank you.
I don't like him.
Why?
Because everybody does without any real judgment.
Such a contrarian.
Yeah.
Right? Everyone loves Ryan Gosling.
No, everyone except me.
Is slated to play Dr. Ryland Grace. How, I guess you don't like this casting choice. I love it.
Well, as you think about, not should we spoiler alert people?
What?
Like, that haven't read, that haven't.
The book came out, like, what, 3 years ago?
Okay. Well, the character, Ryland Grace.
Yeah.
He's a scientist. He's unmarried. He is a grade school teacher. This is not. I don't know, for Ryan Gosling to pull this off is going to be a small coup.
Why?
Because nothing about Ryland Grace in description fits what Ryan looks like.
Yeah.
Unless he's going to put on some weight for the show and do a few things differently.
Ryan Gosling's a middle-aged dad at this point, you know.
Well, so am I. And look at me, big old fat ass.
Shut up. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say that he's not like this, like, sex symbol leading man.
He
is a leading man. There's no doubt about that. But what I'm saying is, like, I don't see anything incongruent with.
He CCs me on all the fan mail he gets. Trust me, everybody's still digging his chili with two spoons.
I just am maintaining that.
Made that up.
Age wise and season of life that he's in, I don't see anything that says that he couldn't be it. A Dr. Ryland Gray.
Well, we'll see, because undoubtedly we will watch it.
Oh, we
maybe,
will.
Maybe even in the theater.
In the theater.
Although we'll have to take naps before the movie if we want to make it through.
Wake through it.
Yeah.
Get all hopped up on coffee and sugar.
Milk duds.
Yes. TikTok has my personal FYP on TikTok as of this morning, is filled with videos of Post Malone at the Stagecoach Festival. Are you familiar with Stagecoach?
Where is Stagecoach?
It's in California.
That seems wrong.
Indio, California is where it's held.
Where's Indio?
Oh, gosh.
You keep talking. I'll look
up. You look it up. Okay. So it's a country music fest. It's the sort of Coachella of country music where people all get together and watch their favorite performers perform live. And apparently, Post Malone was quite the hit at this year's Stagecoach. He took it upon himself to cover just tons of 90s country music hits. And for people of a certain age, and I would say this age range is pretty far reaching, there's a crack cocaine embedded into 90s country music. We all know the songs. We know every single word. Post Malone knows this and just got up there and sang his little country heart out.
So you think of him as a country man?
He can do it seamlessly. He's not by genre necessarily a country music singer.
Has he ever stepped in a fresh cow patty?
I don't know if he has or not.
Well, what kind of fan are you?
I don't know. Where's Indio, California?
It's just east of LA, I believe.
Oh, okay. Is what I thought it was going to be.
I'm sorry. Yes. No, east of LA on a major interstate, I'm sure. So kind of triangled LA and San Diego, but a little bit norther, closer to LA.
Okay, well, there we go.
But to the east.
Austin Post, professionally known as Post Malone, Austin's having quite the year. He is from Grapevine. That's what he, of Texas, Grapevine,
okay.
Texas.
He might have at least smelled cow shit before.
And that's what he claims is his hometown, is Grapevine. He's having the best year ever. He's doing.
He should. He's a fantastic artist.
He's a fantastic artist. And I feel like he is just really coming into his own. He's doing a ton of collaborations. He's collabed with Noah Kahan, Beyonce, Taylor Swift, maybe Hozier. He's everywhere. He's all over the place. He is the moment. And I'm very happy for him. And I was not at all surprised to see that he basically won Stagecoach. It's not a competition, but.
Well, but isn't everything.
But he did win it.
Yeah. No trophies or anything, but you guys all suck.
So good for him. Way to go, Post Malone.
How do you feel about his extensive ink work?
I find it fascinating, mm-hmm, in a way that I'm afraid if I did ever meet him in person, it would be hard to not be so distracted by looking at it.
Yeah.
That, you know, you'd want to try to have a conversation and he'd be like, man, my eyes are red.
Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah. I'd have a hard time not staring. I stare at it every time I see it. I grew up very like, tattoos are a sin in Leviticus or yeah, stuff like that.
Sure.
I don't hold anything against them. It's just fascinating to me, especially those like on the neck or face area.
It's painful.
It's absolutely painful. There was one of the kids I coached eons ago had a tattoo across his Adam's apple that said Son of God.
Okay.
Which I thought was fascinating, and I don't know. I feel like because I knew that kid really well, I think he might have been lying about that part. He was a pretty rough kid. He'd kind of done some things that might have forfeited his sonship, maybe. I don't know. I don't know how all that works.
He got kicked out of the family.
Yeah.
Kicked out of the family of God.
Yeah, I didn't bother to block out the tattoo part. That would get your ass kicked if you're a biker gang and you don't block out your stuff.
So. I had no idea.
I learned that on TV.
Well, then it must be true.
You know it is. Now, it's fascinating. You'd have to be so very convicted to me. One, to get a tattoo, period.
Yes.
But two, to get one that's like, it's on my face.
Yes. The pain sensors.
No, I'm saying like.
Oh, in terms of like your visual appearance.
Yeah. Too. Well, no, I'm saying like to get a tattoo, period.
Yeah.
To me, because I've thought about it a lot, it has to be something that like I would feel good about. This is forever on my body.
Mm-hmm.
But in the event that I didn't pick well, at least if it was on my upper arm or if I got a tramp stamp or something, that's not visible to me.
Yeah.
I don't see it. But if it's on my face, I'm going to see it every time I go look in the mirror. So I damn sure better pick something that I'm confident is good for all time.
Maybe that's why he has so many.
Because if you just have like one,
oh my gosh, the pressure to even just like choose that would be so significant. But if you just have like a lot, then it's just like, okay, it spreads out the interest over a bigger square footage.
My old barber from Oklahoma, he was a very illustrated man.
Oh, I like it.
And he had, because it's his business, right? He'd vary his hair cut up.
Oh, yeah.
Quite dramatically. And how long did I go to him? Like 8 years or something?
Yeah.
And so I'd seen all kinds of things. And certain haircuts, you would see that at some point in time in his life, he probably had his head shaved and he had multiple tattoos underneath the hairline.
Yes.
So you'd see Mickey Mouse's ball sack hanging down the back of his head or something, just peeking out.
Right.
It's true. It wasn't that. But it could have been.
Could have been.
It would have been a lot cooler if it was.
Yes.
All right. Probably offended everybody who's ever had a tattoo or knew someone who did.
So. Or Disney adults who are shocked by the reference to Mickey's
I'll fight
ball
a Disney
sack.
Adult.
Okay.
If that's necessary. Two good friends of mine danced with Eeyore and I cannot remember Goofy. Eeyore and Goofy.
Mm-hmm.
But not the actual characters, just two gals that was their day job.
Yeah.
And these guys met them at the club, as it were.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got that on my resume.
Your friends
did. My friends did. Yeah. We were married at the time. So I was like, hell no, I'm not dancing with you. Go find these guys here.
You made a product discovery this week that maybe has changed your life.
It has. In the same way that you held out forever and were like, F the iPhone, I won't have one.
Right.
And then when you finally got one, you were like, this is amazing.
It's my friend and constant companion.
Now your phone can't take a poop without you there.
Right.
It's just, you guys are connected.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep your phone next to your booby gun often.
Yep, they're best of friends.
In the old bra.
Yep.
Because of my redneck roots, I have always been fully aware of the brand Yeti.
Mm.
Not just for their coolers, but for their mugs.
Sure.
And I've held out, well, since the day of their creation until 2 days ago.
Mm. What happened?
Well, so in preparation for our upcoming road trip, and I'd actually decided, what, a year ago, I think, maybe two, I was like, I think I'm ready for one, but I wasn't ready enough to buy myself one.
Okay.
And so the kids were like, hey, what do you want for a gift? And I'd said, I'd like a Yeti. And instead, I got some Chinese knockoff of a insulated coffee mug type thing that said best dad ever. And so I had to keep that.
Yeah.
And I hated it. It was the worst cup I've ever had. It was shaped wrong. When I'd try to drink out of it, I'd just pour shit down the sides of my mouth into my beard. And it didn't really keep things that were hot or cold. It was not ideal.
It got quote unquote lost in the move.
Yes, it's exactly what happened. I was willing to give up the title of best dad ever just to be free of that curse of love. Now, so we're getting ready for five and a half hour road trip as we relocate here soon. And I was like, you know what? We fairly recently stopped drinking bottled water.
Yeah, we finally.
Got a pitcher filter thing.
Yes.
And we're doing that. And I was like, I don't really want that nasty ass plastic bottle touching my pristine lips.
Oh lordy.
So I was like, I need an insulated mug. So I got the Yeti. What did it arrive on? Friday?
Yeah. On Thursday.
But I didn't use it until Friday.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I got up super early. I think Saturday was the first time I used it.
Okay.
I think Saturday was the first time I used it. Because I got up super early and it was Saturday. I think at around
I don't know, getting up super early doesn't matter, because I think it was around 8 or 9 that I put like 5 or 6 ice cubes in it, filled it up with water, capped it off. And then I took it with me. I had a hair appointment for my beard, a barbershop trip, as it were, a man's salon, a Milan.
A Milan, good.
Yes. And I'd left the mug in the Jeep. It's warm here.
Yeah.
I believe it was in the 80s that day.
Absolutely.
And gone for about, after that, went to the grocery store, did all kinds of stuff. I was gone for close to 2 hours. But it already, all the stuff had been in the mug for a couple hours before the trip. I get home and I take the top off and the ice cubes have barely changed in size.
Mm. Yes.
And the water is, it's just frigidly cold. I was like, what the hell's going on? And then last night, I put like 2 cubes of ice in there, filled it up with water. I sometimes, like a child, I wake up thirsty at night and I need a drink.
Look, I would venture to say that's not even childish. I think most adults go to bed with a water on their nightstand.
You don't respond well when I approach you and I'm like, Mom, I need a drink.
That's true, I don't.
So I make my own thing. I sat there. Now, in fairness, the ice did melt. 12 hours later, the ice was melted, but the water was still colder than the filtered water pitcher that's in the fridge.
Yes.
And so I'm sold.
I would go so far to say as you've been gobsmacked by the Yeti's
possible.
I
even
power.
Know what that meant. I might agree.
Will you primarily use your Yeti insulated cup for water, ice water, or do you foresee using it for coffee?
I think I will stick to the cold drinks, maybe iced coffee. Because if it's that good at keeping things cold, my coffee will never cool off enough for me to drink it. And
indeed.
I don't like scalded mouth.
Okay, good.
When you burn your taste buds.
Yeah.
I hate
yeah.
that. Roof of your mouth's all
very unfortunate.
Weird. I don't like that.
Yeah.
See, I don't think hot drinks will go into this.
Okay.
I'm not built for that.
I'm so happy for you that you found an insulated cup you like. I feel like it's every person's journey in this modern era.
Yeah.
The kids and I have we have simple modern mugs, which I love and have used for years. Now, AJ was somewhat, what's the word? Pacified, mollified.
Mollified?
What's the word I'm looking for?
Mortified.
No, like, okay, AJ has a lot of...
Solidified.
Germ concerns, bacteria concerns.
Oh, yeah.
So she was somewhat open to, but still somewhat skeptical about the Brita pitcher water.
Yeah.
But she was like, I want absolute purified water. So she, instead of getting an insulated mug, mm-hmm. she has herself a Life Straw cup.
Well, yeah, like almost thermos.
Thermos-type drinking
so
receptacle.
She takes the Brita filtered water
and
then pours it into her thing and only drinks that. She's probably, what she's going to do is completely compromise her immune system.
Yes, exactly.
So the first time she's just like, I am dying of thirst, and she drinks from a water fountain, she's going to get like some weird form of cancer.
Have to be hospitalized.
Yeah.
Yes. She's the only one in our family that does not have insulated, but she prefers her purification of her insulation.
Yeah.
So
maybe she could do that, suck it out of a Life Straw, spit it into a Yeti. Who knows?
Lordy
maybe mercy. There's a solution.
I don't know. But I'm glad you got that squared away before the road trip.
And you know, looking back to not the entirety of my resistance has been against the brand. A lot of it's been because in my life, I've been a completely irresponsible mug, cup person. And so I'd get coffee or whatever and I'd have it in a mug and then I'd leave it in my car until it had grown mold in it.
It was a complete science experiment.
Had to throw it away or like throw it into somebody's yard and after I wiped my fingerprints off and been like, why are you littering?
Yeah, you've lost more than a few cups to that experience.
Trust me, don't I know?
Yeah.
Well, we're getting ready to leave.
We are.
This place.
We're in our final hours.
Not this world.
We're in our final hours in Tallahassee. I've been having the usual mixed bag of emotions.
Like literally,
yeah, it's
let's
less
see.
Than 24 hours.
Yeah, it's like 18 hours from now, we will be in transit.
Yeah.
As we record 18 hours. As you listen, we're
We're on the road.
On the
baby.
Road, or we're already there, depending on how early you get up.
This publishes at 2 in the morning Eastern time. So our.
There's some people that put it off for a day.
If Claire
God forbid.
If Claire is still listening from New Zealand, she's listening in the middle of her Monday by the time this publishes.
The middle?
I mean, aren't they like 12 hours ahead in New Zealand?
Well, she'd be listening. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I always struggle which direction it is. She can't go back in time.
Forward in time.
By the time it hits for her, yeah, we'll probably already be there.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was going to say.
No. Think about it. If she listens as soon as it drops, it's the middle of the night for us.
Okay, so.
So
okay.
She's like the only one who would be listening before we left.
Well, the only one that we know by name anyway.
Well, okay, that's a fair point.
Could be all kinds of stuff. I've heard we have a big Iraqi following. I don't know about that.
I don't think that's right.
Yeah. So, Claire, if you're not a member of Awesome Today, hurry up and join it and get in there and... can you private message inside there? How does that work?
Yes, baby.
Send Meg a message and maybe you can talk to her while she drives and keep her company. I don't know. You don't have anything else to do, right? You don't have a job. I don't know. Whatever.
Anyway, all of that to say.
I don't talk while I drive and I don't stop.
We are getting ready to leave Tallahassee. Emotions. This has been...
Do you have emotions?
I have emotions.
Tell me about your emotions.
Okay. I have...
Are they emoticons?
You could probably sum them up in emoticons.
The poopy one?
That's an emoji.
I love the poop emoji.
Okay. Emoticon is when you use the keyboard to make...
Yeah, there's probably a way to make poop somehow with that.
Probably so. Yeah. You're thinking about it right now.
I would imagine it involves...
Completely checked out.
The colon. Yeah. It took me a minute to put that together.
I have loved living here. It is a very beautiful town.
Mm-hmm.
It's very historic.
Yeah.
So many.
AKA old.
Yeah. So many old buildings and homes and museums. And there's a lot of history here. It's been wonderful being down the street, essentially, from Dacey. Although, again, I've said this and people keep asking, like, well, what about Dacey and blah, blah.
Well, she's an adult. She can fend for herself.
Dacey found her place in this world. And I don't think I would have truly believed it unless I saw it in action. But she really has just acclimated to life at FSU.
Yeah.
FSU really is so self-contained that...
it's like a fallout shelter from the video game
universe.
And TV series.
So absolutely, she's already excited about fall term. She hasn't even finished her finals yet.
Right.
She's excited to get back to school in August. So she'll still be here. And that means we'll still be in and out of Tallahassee, I'm confident.
Undoubtedly.
But yeah, like, so there's some bittersweet because we're leaving Tallahassee behind after a few months. But also I'm so freaking excited to just be... I'm ready to step into my beach mama persona.
Yeah. Have we said the town?
No.
Or are we going to?
I mean...
I don't want to.
Okay, we haven't
said that. If we have it, because I am still hiding from bounty hunters.
Mm.
But yeah, little beach town.
Yep.
Little beach town below the frost line.
Yep.
So that means no frost.
Means no frosty
mornings. That's literally by...
That was like our genuinely... Genuinely, when we left Oklahoma,
mm-hmm.
my one condition that I was looking for where we went to would be to never have to wear a winter coat again.
Yes, yes.
Now, Tallahassee doesn't get frosty, but it gets cold enough.
It could.
It gets cold enough to where you want to layer a t-shirt under your sweatshirt kind of situation.
Yeah, it gets cold enough that I've spent some cold mornings in an uninsulated mm-hmm. kitchen doing stuff and thinking, when are we moving?
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm very excited. Now, everyone wants to really point out and make sure that people are moving to southeastern coast of Florida, know that it gets very hot in the summer. And to that, I just say, we're aware.
Yeah, bring it on. Literally, bring it, strap it on, bring it on, do all the ons. I don't give a shit.
I'm just always amazed when you know, this is not people directly saying it to us, but I've watched hours of research videos on YouTube, and people just want to point out over and over, now, if you move down here, you got to be sure that you know that the summers get hot. Like, yeah. Okay.
Listen, we have grown up and lived in places that get well above 100 degrees.
Yeah.
That have excessive humidity.
Yeah. And no beach.
And no beach. So.
Unless you want to go to the lake.
Yeah. And those places periodically also got miserably cold. Oklahoma could have stretches in the summer. In fact, still can, even though we're not there. Stretches in the summer well above 100 degrees, sometimes even above 110.
Yeah.
And it is a very humid state. I've heard, and I don't know if this is true.
Yeah, this I don't is the know lore we grew up with, though.
I've heard the statement that when you're looking like at creeks and lakes and ponds and rivers and stuff, that Oklahoma has as much or more shoreline than any other state in the union. There's a lot of water. There's a lot of humidity there.
Yeah.
Anybody that wants to argue about that, just, I don't know, kiss my ass. It's very humid. I don't care about the shoreline thing. It gets very humid there. We also lived in San Marcos, Texas, where I coached in the summer, and that campus is built on Aquarena Springs, so don't come talking to me about humidity. I've been in places where your sweat can't evaporate because there's more water in the air than on your skin.
And also no beach.
And by the way, no beach.
Yes, exactly. So, and I, you know, I was thinking about this.
No ocean breeze.
No ocean breeze to cool you down. No ocean to slide into at the end of the day.
That's right.
I was thinking about this. Or you cannibal. And I, you and I, both of us, I think we know this, but we've never like really emphasized this. We were both born on coasts.
That's true.
You were born in Baltimore. I mm-hmm. was born in Houston. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like getting back to the coast is sort of ingrained in our DNA for this lifetime.
Well, and might I add, both of us have recognized our Irish heritage.
Yeah, it's an island.
It's an island. Guess what? That means there's water.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if people know that or not. Islands are surrounded by water.
Really? Thank you.
That's actually.
Thank you,
islands
Professor.
Are pieces of land in the middle of water.
Well, to prepare us, now, when we first announced that we were moving to Florida back in November.
November.
Of last year, our dear friend and Awesome Today fan member, Angela, started a thread for us with all of the beachy things we needed to know. And also, hearing the recent episode saying that we're moving to the beach for real,
yes.
She went in and found that thread and bumped it for
us.
She
goosed it.
She gave it a goose, and it up to the top of the threads it came.
And more meaningful this time, because we knew last time, like, that there was a pretty good chance we weren't going to long-term be at the place that we were going to.
Right.
And sure enough, we were there for a week.
Yeah.
And then we were like, all right, we got to get closer to the kid.
Yes. Well, Angela has us all hooked up with things like the beach cup holder, which looks like it's like a little holder. You stick it right in the sand next to wherever you are.
Where else would you stick it?
There's not that many places to stick it when you're at the beach. You know
it's
what
true.
I mean? She also has a backpack cooler that she recommends. I've seen these, lots of people, again, I've done so much research on YouTube, lots of people recommending, don't get your Yeti cooler. Don't get the traditional cooler.
Get the backpack one.
Yeah, they're clunky, they're awkward to drag back and forth.
Right.
So get the backpack one. She has one she recommends, the portable beach tents.
Yeah.
To shade yourself while you're there. All kinds of stuff. So,
yeah.
We're about ready to be hooked up with all that.
Yep. We just got to find another credit card company to trust us. Just a little bit.
So, yeah, we're excited to get to the beach.
Yes.
What'd
you decide this place we're starting out at? Because we're still nomads. This place we're starting out at, the house particularly that we're starting out in, would you say like a 7-minute trip to the ocean from there?
7-minute drive from the house.
At 200 miles an hour.
Yes.
No.
Well, that's how I drive, so that's how I figured
it. Okay.
No, at regular speeds. according to Google Maps.
Yes.
From our house to the closest beach.
In full
is going to be 7 minutes.
With the highway patrol.
Always. Yes, always. Speaking of highway patrol.
Unless they try to pull me over and ask for my ID without reasonable, articulable suspicion. According to the TikToks I've been seeing, that's what you should demand.
Your FYP is at war with itself because sometimes you get videos where it is the citizen who is pushing back against law enforcement, like, no, you can't do this.
It's true.
But then sometimes it's law enforcement with their body cams dealing with TikTok.
Sovereign citizens.
TikTok educated citizens.
Yeah.
But the citizen is wrong. And so it just depends on the day. Sometimes you're like team law enforcement. Sometimes you're a team citizen. But they do always show up on your FYP.
Here's what I'm going to do if I get pulled over. And I don't think I will. But if I do, because I'm a to-the-point kind of person. I'm just going to ask, how are we going to play this one? Am I going to be right and you're belligerent? Are you going to be right? Am I belligerent? You tell me how we want to play. Are you recording? How do you want to play this one?
Right, right, right.
Don't shoot me. I won't shoot you.
Yeah.
I don't have a gun.
Okay. Well, speaking of all of that, once we do get moved, because now we got a big old for real lease in place. We need to get our Florida licenses.
That's right.
Our Florida tags.
All the things, Florida plates.
Yeah, all of it.
I'm looking forward to that. I feel like a real douchebag driving around Florida with an Oklahoma license plate. Like everybody, that's the first thing everybody notices. And they're like, ah, screw that guy.
Yeah.
Because Florida people are so mean and judgmental, after all. They're some of the kindest people I've been around.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many conversations I've had about my Jeep, about my beard, my mustache.
Yeah.
Or just in general things.
At least here in Tallahassee, which I do know the culture here is not the same as other parts of Florida, but at least here, I mean, people are chit-chatters.
Yeah.
They just talk you up.
Yeah, not even trying to get in your pants. Although, I will say the other day at the grocer, that's where all the hot action happens once you cross 40.
Yeah.
At the grocer, the little checkout line there, the gal that was working that, she was interested. Now, in fairness, I wasn't wearing my wedding ring and I had been sucking my gut in out of self-consciousness. So, you know, still got it, maybe. I don't know.
Still got it.
You promptly went up to Publix and waited for her shift to finish and kicked her ass in the parking lot.
Well,
which I was not offended by.
She had opened up the invitation to throw hands and I graciously accepted it.
I have a story that has nothing to do with that, but this is a true story.
Okay.
And I guess I'll leave out town names just to protect
the not so innocent.
Yeah, people who they're not innocent, but maybe there's a bounty hunter looking for them. One of the towns that we lived in when we moved back to Oklahoma, since we'd moved back to Oklahoma, it was a smaller town. It was probably, 16, 18,000 people and very, very redneck. And I think what really is necessary to appreciate about redneck culture is this isn't just people who live in trailers or work in the oil field or all that. These are the same people that are employed by insurance companies and the same kind of professions, lawyers. It's the same professions that exist everywhere. It's just this one happens to be staffed by a redneck.
Yeah.
Well, there was a woman, I was going to say lady, but I think that'd be a loose definition. There was a woman who worked at an insurance company in this little town and a very respectable place. All that wore all the same business clothes everybody else does, even though her heart was redneck. And on her government mandated 15-minute break in the morning, she'd heard that some gal down that was working as a waitress at one of the local diners had been talking trash about her. And so on her 15-minute break, she hops in her car, takes the 5-minute drive, walks in, doesn't say a word, just starts beating the hell out of this gal.
Nice.
Tunes her up, goes back, hops in the car, makes it back to work before the 15-minute break is over. But then about the time her ass hit the chair, the police showed up. And then they had to... She lost her wages for the day, I guess. I don't know. They had to take her in because complaints, people'd seen it, you know, witnesses and whatnot. Unprovoked attack, said they.
And as they were popping her into the back seat of the cop cruiser, she said, worth it.
Yeah. And then, again, I want to really emphasize, you know, you'd never guess a redneck's heart by how a person looks.
Truly.
Hair was fixed, good makeup, nice clothing, good job, all that. Just now, you crossed a line, and there's a way that we handle that.
Do you think she did the thing where you raise your middle
finger? That's stupid. That's how you break your hand.
Don't do that when you're going to punch someone.
No,
Do no fingers up.
No.
Just want a closed fist.
Well, you should watch more YouTube or TikTok. You don't want to tuck your fingers in when you make the fist.
Oh.
You want, just like a boxer's hand would be inside of the glove.
Okay.
That's how you want the fist formed, so that you can throw that punch without breaking your hand. But even then, you're at risk of the carpals of the hand, right?
Especially when you're older. You know, your bones get a little more brittle.
Well, maybe yours, not mine.
You were so quick to defend your bones.
My bones are fine. How dare you? What'd my bones do to you?
I've never punched anyone, so... Yeah.
I have, and I almost broke my hand.
Oh, and there you go.
I don't know how to do it.
And you were like, lesson learned. I'll never punch that way again.
And by the way, idiots who punch walls when they're angry, they deserve the broken hand.
Yeah. Punch a pillow. Like, if you are so mad.
On. What are we?
No, listen.
Come on.
Listen. Be smart. If you are so mad you got to punch something, punch a damn pillow.
Or go back couch to cushion. Grade school and just put your face in the pillow and scream cuss words, right?
Might as well. It's better than a broken hand.
Don't do any of that. Just keep your shit together.
Easy for you to say.
I think that's the theme of this episode. Just keep your shit together. Reel it in, Chief.
All right.
You talk tough. You neither...
I've punched many a pillow.
Oh, I thought you were going to say person.
No.
I was like, oh, now this just got interesting.
I've punched pillows. I've punched couch cushions.
Have you punched a person?
No.
Even your sister?
I punched my sister in the stomach once, but it was...
All right. I need to hear that story.
You know this story.
No, not this one.
We were in high school and we shared a room all growing up and it was late at night. I don't remember what the full circumstance was, but... I think my sister had a headache, I think, and needed some Tylenol or whatever, but she was too scared. We were scared of the dark. We've always been scared of the dark because of that supernatural thing, you know. She was too scared to go get it, so she somehow made me go with her to go get it. We get back in our room. She's got Tylenol in one hand and Diet Pepsi because that's all we had in our house.
The best way to take Tylenol is with a carbonated.
We had, your choices when I was growing up was water, milk, or Diet Pepsi.
Okay.
So she had a glass of Diet Pepsi. I don't know what she did, but it's something that pissed me off. And right when she I didn't plan it this way, but right when she did a trick of her Diet Pepsi to swallow her Tylenol, I was mad enough to punch her in the stomach and she spit the Diet Pepsi out. And we got in some big trouble.
Oh, it got loud.
Oh, it was woke loud. Up a current. It was loud. Because I think it knocked her back into the door. I think she was still standing by the closed bedroom door when it happened. We'll have to ask Emily. She can clarify the details. But that's the only time I've ever punched somebody.
Okay. One time, I got punched. One time, I'd gone with a childhood friend of mine. We were in our teens. I'd gone with him one morning to the car wash, old school car wash, where you pull into a stall. You put quarters in the thing and you wash your car. Well, we were waiting a car or two deep in line to get in. Saturdays, it was the hot place to be, Saturday morning. And he was picking his nose. Like a complete animal.
Yeah.
And I thought it'd be funny to just pop the bottom of his elbow.
Yeah.
But I did it quite a bit harder than I'd intended to.
Yeah.
And it rammed his finger up his nose, gave
this
him a
bloody...
This
is while he's driving.
No, we're sitting in line.
We're sitting
in line to get into the car wash.
Okay.
It rammed his finger up his nose, and he screams, and when he pulls his finger out, of course, it's gushing blood.
Yeah.
It was a pretty visceral thing. And then he involuntarily turned and punched me in the face. But I knew in that moment, I was like, I completely deserved that. I had no intention... of being as aggressive as I was. That was well earned, and I did not retaliate.
And then y'all were even, and you just went on with your lives.
And then I laughed about it later it took him a couple years to at least not be pissed off when we brought it up. I don't think he's laughed about it to this day, though.
Oh, I bet he has.
I don't know. You know who it is.
I do know who it is.
He deserved it. If we ever end up at a car wash again, I will damn do it on purpose this time, because he's pissed me off a few times in the years, and I owe him one.
Oh, my goodness.
I might even use my new Yeti mug underneath the elbow just to really redneck it up in there.
Oh, good. Yep. That's what Yeti wants you to use those mugs for.
I think so. In fact, I'm surprised they've not contacted me for rights to use that as commercial material.
Well, yeah.
So this drive ahead of us today, as people listen, tomorrow as we record, it's what, five and a half hours, 6 hours, something like that from here. That feels like nothing.
Oh, yeah.
What was the first from Oklahoma City to Port St. Joe? What was that, like 17, 18 hours when it all...
I don't know, because...
And you didn't do it in one day.
Yeah, you did it all in one day.
I'm wanting to say the mapping, the liars, the mapping applications, map apps, that they were like 15 hours, but then...
Well, that doesn't account for the human need to stop and toilet and eat and stuff.
Oh, I barely did any of that.
Oh, okay. The flex you think it is.
Well, I'm not saying it like it's a piece. You're a real piece of work, you jackass. That's not how I was saying it. I'm saying I barely stopped. You stopped for a full night.
Two nights.
Twice. And anytime you stopped to use the bathroom, it was a 40-minute endeavor.
Yeah, because I had four kids with me.
I know. I wasn't saying like you're taking fat shits all across the nation. Come on now. Nobody has that much crap in them. No, of course, all the kids, all the things. And I'm thirsty, I'm hungry, and all the things.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of taking poops across the nation, where we're moving to, they don't have Buc-ee's, but you know what they do have?
What?
Wawa.
Wawa?
Yeah. Haven't you heard tale of the Wawas?
No.
It's another real popular gas station.
Okay. All right.
So we're going to have to report back on Wawa.
Hopefully, unlike the last trip, I don't have to take a dump in between. I freaking hate that. I don't like public pooping.
You need to take some wipes with you into the bathroom.
I did.
Did you really?
I did. I like snuck them up under my arm and smuggled wipes in.
Like, yeah. This is going to require wiping.
It's bad enough to poop in public. I didn't want to have itchy butt the rest of the trip.
Indeed, indeed.
I hate itchy butt.
I don't know how people live their lives without wipes or a bidet. And that is one thing we're going to miss. We've waxed poetic about the bidet seats.
I'm a changed man now. We'll find a way to bidet.
Oh,
even if we just got to get a turkey baster and a pot of lukewarm water and do it ourselves. I don't know.
Speaking of that, not a turkey baster, but not a small number of people use those. They're called peri bottles that women use after they've had a baby and they've got some damage in the lady business. You don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I mean, I understand that passing a baby through there is going to be a thing that leaves a mark.
It's basically like a little squirt bottle.
Okay.
That you just keep by the toilet. And so maybe until we can get the bidet seat figured out, we just have some little squirties.
Well, I found an attachment for the garden hose, and I think we can just run it through the back patio door into the bathroom.
Okay.
And just keep a thing. Now, I don't know yet. Maybe we got to get into the shower or the bathtub to get the spraying done without messing up the rest of the bathroom.
Yeah.
We'll find a way.
Take some
the redneck
ingenuity.
Innovation of it all.
Yeah.
Whew.
All right.
That's a lot of things. Are we leaving anything out?
You know, I don't think we are.
Okay. Well.
Oh, wait. One more thing.
Okay. Well, I knew it.
One more product recommendation. I just saw it on your nightstand. You've had some problems of late with the dry and chapped lips.
Yeah.
And I bought genuinely a cornucopia of choices for you.
Yeah. I didn't dislike the Burt's Bees.
Okay.
The Vaseline, I don't know. I've got a history with Vaseline. When I was growing up, grandparents rubbed Vaseline on their buttholes when they had chafing. And so I've just always thought of Vaseline as a butthole product, and to put it on my lips feels weird.
Okay. Well, I brought home, for myself primarily, first from Trader Joe's, their overnight lip mask, which is supposed to be a dupe. That's a duplicate of a really famous one from a Korean beauty company. I think it's called Laneige or Laneige. It's like $24 for a little jar. Okay. And people rave about it. It's viral. It's TikTok famous of all the things.
Baby seal fat.
Probably. But this is the Trader Joe's version that's like $8 for a little jar. Well, I brought home some for me first to be the product tester, as it were. It healed my lips, which I admit I have been neglecting my lips for months, honestly.
Really?
Yeah. They've been in pretty poor condition, but I needed to get them all fixed up to wear the Charlie Kale lip pencil that changed my life.
Can't be putting good lip product on crusties.
Exactly. Thank you.
Then you just look like a trollop.
This Trader Joe's overnight lip mask was so awesome. I went back and I got some for you, some for Daisy, and some for AJ. And you've been using it.
I have.
Would you care to report back to the people?
I feel pretty.
Good.
I feel pretty. That's all I know how to say. It's good. Now, it didn't heal me overnight.
Yeah.
But one, like, I don't see how that little jar won't last, like, for a decade.
Yes.
Because you just like a, you could just exhale across it, and that's going to be enough product that comes off in evaporation to completely coat your lips. Yeah. Maybe that's why mine haven't healed overnight. I don't know.
Yeah, I do a lot more
coating. I actually use more than that when I use it. But it's just barely touching your finger. You don't have to dig in there and coat up. Otherwise, you're greasy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very good. I like it.
Very good.
I'm a little offended that I like a Trader Joe's product, but since it's a knockoff of something else, I'm like, oh, okay.
You're funny.
If it can't be from a better store, at least be a bootleg product.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I feel like you're...
That's it. I'm done.
Where are you going? Come back! Wow, I threw
the levels
go off the chart on that one. I have enjoyed this place that you picked.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed every place that you've picked. You've done a hell of a job along the way. We've talked about in the past that I've actually trusted you and not tried to mansplain you into all the picks, and you've been doing an incredible job. I'm looking very forward to experiencing the new place and being below the frost line and near the beach and a lot of things. And it is with no sadness that I participate in the offering of the last episode from this location.
Okay.
How do you feel about it?
I agree.
Okay. Well, awesome. Awesome for you. Awesome for me. Awesome today. Awesome tomorrow. May everyone have an awesome today and tomorrow, would you?
Please do.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.